This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Last month, Robert Magin announced that he was going to step aside as chair of the Mass GOP. And since then, a handful of people have tossed their hats into the ring, including Dean Cavaretti and David Darkangelo, two people that we spoke to last week who are in the running as a team. Today, I'm joined by Rick Green. He's also running for Mass GOP chair. Rick Green, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Callie. Thank you so much for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, good. Now, we should say a committee of 80 will make the final decision later on this month, and you're on the committee.
That's correct.
So you got one vote.
That's right. I got a slight advantage over the competition in that I get a vote for myself. But, that works a little bit to my favor. You're right.
All right. So what do you think you can bring to the party leadership that it needs right now?
Well, so a little bit about myself. I'm a business owner. I started a business 13 years ago with my brother, 2 miles from the New Hampshire border. And we've grown it into one of the largest online auto parts sellers in the country, 1AAuto.com. We're actually the absolute largest seller on eBay. And, I'm 2 miles from the border, and my accountants and my lawyers say, move out of the state. You save so much money. And, my answer is no. This is my home. I grew up here. I have small children. I want them to grow up here. And I want to stay in the state, and I want to fight. We have 110 employees now, and we've been growing, and that's why I'm in it. It's for my family, for my company, and my friends and neighbors, quite honestly.
I know that you've formed something called the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance because you are the embodiment, as you've just said, as a business person of what you think is a Republican core value, of really paying attention to conservative values with around finance.
Yeah, that's right. I got started with the Scott Brown election in 2010. I mean, that's when I really, before that, I was always very politically aware and a little active. But with Scott's election, I really dove kind of headlong into politics. And, I wanted to see what I could do, outside the two-party system. And I saw a need, if you will. There's a market, actually, for voices to represent small businesses. And, so I founded the Mass Fiscal Alliance with just that in mind, is to reach out to business folks and find out what the issues are on their mind and try and bring those issues to the forefront.
So, as we know, it was kind of a dismal time for Republicans after this last election. Scott Brown didn't win. And I bring up Richard Tesei as well, because a lot of people said, hey, both of those were really strong candidates who had an R behind their names, who could appeal across the board. And yet there seemed to be, for a variety of reasons, no response from the public, or not enough response anyway. So how do you change what some people are viewing now as a Republican Party that's without an identity? And I mention that because Colin Powell just used those words yesterday on Meet the Press.
Sure. Well, the first thing I need to step back and say, the job of chair is more about organization than ideology. As a businessman, I'm looking to run the business of the party. We have a lot of great candidates and a lot of great faces of the party, and they're the ones who go out into the public square and really stick their necks out. And that's where we're going to, they're going to be the ones who come up with the issues that we stand on. But what I can say is this, at a very general level, we need to as Republicans, we need to represent not only the taxpayers and business folks, but the middle class. And quite honestly, we need to represent anybody who wants to make Massachusetts a better state for our children. And the way to do that is to listen. There are some neighborhoods in the inner city. I was in the next door room and listening to this talk of gun violence. Republicans don't even exist there. And we need to get into these urban neighborhoods, and we need to listen to these folks. They're going to tell us what the issues are. Okay, and then we apply to that our core Republican values, which is, kind of individual liberty and free market forces. And, the state works for the people and the people don't work for the state. So if we listen to those folks, they'll tell us what the issues are, and then we can apply our values to those. And I think at a general level, that's what I can bring to the party.
So, one of the things that has distressed a lot of folks here, and I've had a couple of conversations about that, not just with you, certainly with Dean and with David last week, with Jennifer Nasur and some other folks, at post the election, about, how to get people to sort of refocus on the Republican Party as a viable option in this state, because it looks like it's not. Some people said, some person said it's you're one senator away from irrelevance. That's, of course, a reference to Scott Brown. And lots of folks have pushed back and said, appropriately, this is a time for opportunity that you can turn it. You're a youngish guy, you know, with a lot of background working with the party itself. So how do you think you can make a change?
So, again, it's not for the chair to make a change. I mean, my job is really, you know, to run the business of the party, but to identify within the party the young up-and-comers and then to give them the opportunity, you know, to get out in the forefront. For instance, some folks talk about, you know, being the face of the party. But we already have great faces in the party. Out in Worcester County, you know, you mentioned those 80 folks. Mm-hmm. Susan Smiley, who may even be listening right now from Lancaster, is interested in maybe running for select person.
So you're building a pipeline.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you've got folks like Kim Roy, who works with Lou Evangelitis. The sheriff out there is doing fantastic work already, you know, bringing prisoners before they get out into the communities, some of the nonviolent offenders. And my job is really to identify those folks within the party who are already doing a good job and get them out front, you know, and give them the opportunity to speak, and myself really to stay in the background. We have other folks here in the city, Rachel Kemp, Brad Williams, Elizabeth Mahoney, folks on our state committee who are doing a fantastic job. And again, my job is to get them more exposure.
Well, how do you position them day one of your chairmanship? And by the way, word on the street is that you're pretty good to go right now. You're leading a candidate to get the Mass GOP chair. So that's right now.
Look, I take nothing for granted, okay? Yeah. I've made a pledge to try and meet all 80 people in person. I want to sit down and talk with everyone. Each of these 80 folks on the state committee have something to contribute. We've got to unite our party. We've got to bring these folks together. And that starts with me personally listening. You know, but then you step back and you look at the state as a whole. There's 450,000 registered Republicans in the state. And then there's hundreds of thousands of more unenrolled voters who actually self-identify as Republicans. Some of them were Republicans, and we've lost those folks. You know, I'm running to represent all those folks. I want to give them all a voice. I mean, quite honestly, I'm running to be the people's chairman.
Okay. And there's way more unenrolled than anybody, and a lot of people can go either way. So you just have to persuade them that your way is the way to go. You are, as I pointed, you tried to just pass over this, but you are standing right now as the leader in the race for the Mass GOP chair. So that's despite some talk of Scott Brown supporting another candidate. But you're feeling pretty confident?
Again, the first thing is Scott Brown is a good friend of mine. If I'm elected chair, I'm going to do everything in my power to get Scott elected. You know, it's a credit to Scott Brown that we can be having a debate like this. You know, the Republican Party really needs to be a big tent. And, you know, Scott has never wanted yes men to surround him. And so I think it's a real credit to him that even though he is supporting another candidate, you know, I have no doubt that if I'm elected, he and I can work together. Hopefully, I know he hasn't announced, but if he announces for that special election, we'll do everything we can to get him back in that office.
One of the other committee members, I read a note that he wrote in support of you saying there is no litmus test that you have, that you are wanting to bring all perspectives in the party under the tent. And you would agree with that?
You know, I have to take an exception to that. Mm. I do have a litmus test, and my litmus test is this: winning. Mm. I'm here to win. Like I said, there's 450,000 people out there, Republicans, and they deserve for their voice to be heard in this state. And I will do whatever it takes to represent those people.
Can you change the little R to the big R in this state in a place where they're pretty open? And there is some talk about, by the way, Jennifer Nisour suggested this, having Republicans in New England become a bigger caucus in general so have more impact on the national party.
You know, I think there's a ton of opportunity here for the Republican Party. If you look at Charlie Baker got 42% of the vote in 2010, but he carried 73 state rep districts. And Scott Brown in his special election got 52% of the vote and carried 97 or 98 districts. So when you look at that, there's huge swaths of the state, you know, in the middle of the state, down in Bristol, Barnstable County, up in Essex and northern Middlesex, that tend to vote Republican. And it's these fiscal conservative issues that drive them for the top of the ticket races. So, you know, again, my job is to put the business of the party back together, do the blocking and tackling, you know, get the candidates running in those towns that lean our way, and give those folks a voice.
All right. You heard it here first. I've been speaking with Rick Green. He's running for chair of the Mass GOP. He's giving folks a voice, and he's going to capture as many of those big R Republicans as he can. Thank you so much for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Cal. It was my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. I'm Callie Crossley. Have a great afternoon.